You have your ticket, Rebecca?
Yes, Aunt Martha.
And your umbrella?
Oh, golly, I left it at home in the rack. I'm sorry.
Rebecca, a lady does not say golly.
Yes, ma'am.
Now watch for Bryant Park. You must not miss it.
Yes, Aunt Martha.
And you must not take up with strangers, Rebecca.
Pardon me, I heard you say your niece is getting off at Bryant Park. I'm getting off there, too, so I'd be very happy to...
No one was speaking to you, young man.
Well, I just thought maybe I could be of some help. My name is Douglas, Stephen Douglas.
Rebecca, I told you to carry that umbrella. It has a good, sharp point.
Maybe this will help. You see, I'm a father. I have three sons, Mike, Robbie, and Chip.
I wouldn't trust any one of them.
Well, the youngest one is only 9. Mike's 19 and Robbie's 16.
I'm 16, too.
Young ladies do not discuss their private lives with strangers, Rebecca.
You know, Rebecca, you remind me of someone. Someone I knew a long time ago. Well, there's the bus.
Smooth talker. Watch him. Get your suitcase. Watch for Brian Clark.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, mind your Aunt Agatha.
I will.
Don't worry about her. I'll take care of her. So I sat down in the back of the bus, and she sat next to me. Said she trusted me and apologized for her aunt. Just a sweet old-fashioned girl. Very refreshing.
Why, you didn't like fresh girls, Dad?
I didn't say fresh, Chip. I said refreshing. There's a difference.
Sweet and old-fashioned. Sounds like a creep to me.
Well, Robbie, what you call a creep is what we used to call a lady. Rebecca. Rebecca Holly, that was her name.
Rebecca Holly. Boy, now, there's a name for you.
I know a dog named Rebecca.
Rebecca is a sweet, old-fashioned name, Rob.
A beagle.
Well, it just fits her.
Rebecca doesn't fit this dog. She's a he.
You know, it was a pleasure to meet a girl with nice manners for a change.
Rebecca's got good manners. She can sit up and speak and shake hands.
That's the nicest thing I ever heard you say about a girl, Chip.
She's a dog.
Well, they can't all be beautiful.
I gotta run, Dad. That's Corky.
Who?
Corky Pilser. You know, it's Porky Pilser's sister.
Oh. She's picking you up?
Well, it was her idea, Dad, not mine. She's way out. Corky says that as long as women fought to win equality with men, they might as well use it. Like phoning a guy for a date or carrying his books if she wants to.
I see.
But besides, it's her car.
Robbie,
if she's such a believer in equality, have her come to the door and pick you up like a gentleman. I mean, like a... Well, anyway, have her come to the door. I'd like to meet her.
Hey, Corky, come on in. Hey, Dad, have you ever seen a girl jump over a car door without opening it?
Hiya, Rob.
Hi, Corky. Dad, this is Corky.
Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Hello, Corky.
Robbie says you're a big gun in outer space. Welcome back to the mad group of Earth people.
Well, thank you. The Earth is a nice place to visit. I wouldn't want to live here, though.
Hey, your dad's as cute as you are, Rob. Maybe cuter. Cool it.
I beg your pardon?
Sit down.
Oh.
Hi, Corky. You going formal tonight?
Hi, Mike. Yeah. The invitation said shoes. Oh. Hey, what's with the literary binge? There's a full moon going to waste.
Well, Robbie has that reserved. I didn't want to cut in.
Hi, Corky.
Hiya, Bob. I love you.
I don't blame you.
Okay, let's blast off. So long, Mr. Douglas. See you in orbit.
Goodbye. Corky, would you try to get Robbie home at a
reasonable hour?
Don't you worry about Rob, Mr. Douglas. Night.
Whatever happened to nice, quiet courtship?
They've got a new thing called instant courtship.
It seems kids nowadays miss an awful lot.
Well, maybe that's the way they like it, Dad.
They don't know any better, Mike. There used to be something so romantic about calling on a girl, taking her a box of candy or a bouquet of flowers. I remember when I was Robbie's age, there was a girl named Sarah Bell Thompson. That's who Rebecca reminded me of. Bub, where are those old high school yearbooks of mine? Are they over here?
I think Robbie filed them away under ancient history.
That's where they belong. Yeah. Here we are. Sarah Bell Thompson. I just thought of her. And here we are. Rebecca's a dead ringer for her.
Rebecca looks like that? She's all camouflaged.
Well, at least we knew they were girls, Mike. I think I'll go take a walk.
Walk?
Yes, it's an old custom, Mike. It's a hangover from the Dark Ages. Anybody want to go along?
Oh, no, thanks, Dad. I got to finish a book report.
I'll go with you, Dad.
Well, sure, I'd like to have you go, but it's almost your bedtime. How about you, Bud?
I'll go on with you, Steve.
Bloomer isn't walking. Kind of takes you back, doesn't it?
I'm not so sure I want to go back.
Yeah, it's funny how meeting someone like Rebecca can bring back so many memories.
Yeah, I met the plumber this morning and he reminded me that we hadn't paid this month's bill.
Yeah, once you start thinking back, even this old theater reminds me of one I used to go to when I was a kid. Had an old-fashioned electric sign like this. Greta Garbo and Frederick March. How many actresses are on like Garbo these days, Bub?
I wouldn't know. That was before my time.
Oh, sure. I must have been about Robbie's age when I saw Garbo and Anna Karenina.
Hey, Sarah Bell.
Hello, Steve.
Where are you going?
Well, our gym class has permission to rehearse here during the day.
Oh, I watched you rehearse at school yesterday.
Oh, you didn't. I was wearing that awful gym outfit.
You're the only girl in the world that can look pretty in bloomers.
You mustn't.
Well, Sarah Bell, you know, all of a sudden, well, you're all grown up.
Enough so you'll stop throwing rocks at me?
Okay. Hey, Sarah Bell, how would you like to see this picture with me Saturday night? I've never seen Garbo before, and they say she's the bee's knees.
Well, I have to ask my mother first. You see, this would be my first real date.
Gosh, really?
I hope you don't mind.
Oh, heck no.
Other boys have asked me before. It's just that I wanted to save my first date for someone as worldly as you.
Well, you know, you won't have to worry with me. Not a nice girl like you.
I know, Steve. I think you're the bee's knees.
Well, bye, Sarah Bell.
Bye.
Yeah, 16 was a wonderful age, Bub.
Any age is wonderful. As long as you're young.
I remember we had a little park like this back home.
Yeah.
There was even a fish pond very much like this.
Yeah.
It's kind of a favorite spot for all of us kids to come and
maybe do a little spooning, huh?
Yeah. Make a wish with a kiss, throw a penny to the fish.
Yeah, they make things easy for kids nowadays.
Remember, we used to throw pennies, too.
I had a wonderful evening. That gorgeous movie and that fabulous chocolate frosting. I'll never forget tonight.
Neither will I.
Aren't those fish beautiful?
Oh, they look kind of miserable to me.
Do they? Why?
Well, they're waiting for a penny.
Penny?
Yeah, you see, when you come to a wishing well with a girl, you're supposed to throw them a penny, and then with every penny, I'm supposed to get a kiss.
From the fish?
No, from you.
Don't you think a girl should wait until she's 16 to be kissed?
Oh, no, not a modern, up-to-date girl like you, believe me. Oh, Colleen, we can't disappoint those fish. You know, they buy fish food with those pennies.
Do you have a penny?
Shut up, son. Yeah.
Stephen Douglas, you must have a dozen of them.
No, they just kind of collect.
Don't you dare kiss me.
Well, why not, Sarah?
Not until April. I'll be 16 then.
I can't imagine Corky Pilzer pushing Robbie into a fish pond.
What's that, Steve?
Oh, I was just thinking, Ben. All right, let's go. Hmm?
Yeah, I guess we'd better.
Mr. Douglas? Hello. I hope I didn't startle you.
No, it's just that, I didn't expect to see you here.
Well, my Aunt Agatha lives right over there, and it was such a beautiful night, I decided to take a walk.
Rebecca, this is Bob O'Casey, the boy's grandfather. Bob, this is Rebecca Holly.
How do you do, Mr. O'Casey?
Hello, Rebecca.
I saw your picture with Mr. Douglas's three boys.
Yeah, everybody thinks I'm one of his kids. You have a bit of popcorn?
No, thank you.
Well, Rebecca, are you enjoying your stay in our fair city?
Oh, yes. Aunt Agatha took me sightseeing, and we went to the museum and the art gallery. And tomorrow we're going to a church tea.
Well.
How's Robbie?
Robbie's fine.
Well, I guess I better be going now. I promised I'd be right back. It was nice meeting you. Bye.
Goodbye, Rebecca.
Just amazing. Sarah Bell Thompson all over again. What a sweet girl.
Yeah, I didn't know they made him like that anymore.
I wish Robbie could meet her. Just to see what it's like to know an old-fashioned girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I won't do it. I'm not a guinea pig.
Now, listen, Charlie, it's not going to kill you to take this Rebecca out one night.
Well, I won't. I'm not going to louse up a whole Saturday night with a dumb, corny...
Clunky?
A clunky...
You stay out of it.
Look, Rob, she couldn't be too bad. Dad thinks she's okay.
Do it for your dad.
Bob, what's it to Dad?
He just wants you to go out with the kind of a girl he used to date.
The kooky kind.
Chip, go feed Tramp.
He's already been fed.
Well, then take him for a walk. You know, you're a troublemaker.
Rob, if it really pleased Dad if you just took this Rebecca out once, just once. Now, I'd go out with her if she was my age.
But Corky would clobber me.
You know darn well your dad would do it for you.
Well, anyway, I can't. I don't have her number.
Well, I know where she lives, and we can get it from information.
Okay. This one's for Dad.
Rob? What are you going to do tonight? I mean, what are your plans?
Well, I'll think of something, Dad.
Well, why don't you take her to a movie?
A movie? Oh, that's a wonderful idea, Dad.
And why don't you take her to an old movie? There's a Greta Garbo picture playing down at the Triangle.
Who?
Greta Garbo.
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
And then maybe after the movie, you can take her for a walk in the park, huh?
A walk in the park. Boy, that's a real gasser, Dad. I can hardly wait.
I'll tell you, Rob, just remember one thing. Rebecca isn't like, Corky or a lot of the girls you've known. She's, she's old-fashioned. She's a lady. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think so, Dad.
Well, have a good time, Rob.
Okay.
You got money, huh?
Yeah. And don't worry, Dad. She's never been safer in her whole life.
He doesn't seem too eager about this, but just wait till he meets Rebecca. Then you'll find out what young girls used to be like.
Hi, Robbie.
Hello.
I saw your picture. I knew what to expect.
So did I.
These are for you.
Oh, how thoughtful.
Oh, it's nothing.
Listen, I'd invite you in, but Aunt Agatha retires early, and I don't want to wake her up.
Oh, I wasn't planning anything loud.
Then you're not planning what I'm planning. Oh, how nice. Oh, what a beautiful evening. What a night. I want to live. I feel free. Yeah, this is my very first date. My very first date.
No kidding.
Move them out! Hit them up!
Well, what would you like to do?
Tonight, I want to live.
What did you have in mind?
What did I have in mind?
Rebecca, I think the music stopped.
Who needs music? Hold me tighter. Robbie, where do we go from here?
Well, we better be going home, Rebecca.
At 10:30? Tonight?
At 10:30? No kidding. Oh, boy, I gotta get home.
Why?
Well, if I'm not in by 11, it's curtains.
I don't believe it.
Honest, Rebecca. Every night my dad lines us all up. From Bub right on down to Chip. And then he calls roll. And if anyone is late getting in, he's at it.
We have a half an hour yet. Let's not waste time talking.
Oh, doggone it. I just remembered it's Saturday night. And I have to be in by 10:30 on Saturday night.
I know a shortcut, hon.
What shortcut?
Through the park.
The park? You wouldn't want to go through the park, Rebecca. It's awfully dark there, and you'd be awfully scared.
Try me. Bobby, I have plans for you.
Well, why don't we talk about them when we get home, okay, Rebecca?
Home?
Yeah.
You're a long way from home. See that sign? Make a wish with a kiss, throw a penny to the fish.
They'd probably rather have worms.
You know, I've never been kissed, and here I am, 16.
There's really not much to it. In fact, you might not even like it, Rebecca.
I'll let you know.
You might as well take my word for it. I don't even have any pennies, and boy, that would really be bad luck.
I have some. That ought to hold those little fish for a while. It'll be forever before I get out again.
Just the same, you better wait.
Oh, don't be afraid, Robbie. I'll be gentle. Lesson.
Don't worry, Rebecca.
I'll try out and be as good as new.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. You better go home. You might catch a cold.
Robbie?
Yeah?
Robbie? Thanks anyway. I have good evening.
I'm glad, Rebecca. Real glad.
Rob, I saw your wet clothes down in the kitchen.
What happened?
I did as you told me. I took Rebecca for a walk in the park. And, well, you know that old fish pond?
Yeah.
Well, I fell in.
You fell in? Robbie, I told you Rebecca was a lady.
Yeah, that's right, Dad. Yeah, she sure is. I guess I just lost my head.
She's a girl, just like Sarah Bell Thompson. I hope you didn't frighten her too much.
No. Well, I don't think I did. She said it was a nice evening.
Oh. Was that before or after you fell in the fish pond?
After.
Well, that's good. Aside from that, did you have a good time?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't have missed it for anything, Dad. Thanks. Now I've met an old-fashioned girl. They sure were, different.
That's what I told you, Robbie. Good night, son.
Good night, Dad.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's not Superman. It's My Favorite Martian. Stay tuned for two episodes of My Favorite Martian during this twice as nice morning on TV Land.